will, to see if the town will vote to authorize the Freedom Board of Selectmen to enter into a 5-year lease purchaser agreement in the amount of $22,494 for the purpose of purchasing 4 body cameras for our town police officers and to raise and appropriate $4,500 for the first year's payment for that purpose. Price includes software and hardware, future payments to be in the town budget. This particular motion requires a 3/5 majority. Is there a motion in regard to Article 29?
So moved.
It is moved by Alan. Is it seconded? It's seconded by Darwin. Okay.
Well, let me just briefly, Chief Mullen came before the select board here this summer and as we were going into the budget process and brought this to our attention. Given the social climate that we live in now, I think it's imperative for both the public as well as law enforcement and their protections for this service. This is a 5-year lease purchase. The yearly payments will be $4,500. And because this agreement cannot be opted out, there's no reversionary clause in this, that's the reason for the 3/5 majority in this. And if I may, Mr. Moderator, I would like to have you recognize Chief Mullen to expand on that and answer questions.
All right, Jamie Mullen, Chief of Police here in Freedom.
Good morning and thank you everybody. The issue of body cameras can be a complex one. For me, it boils down to 2 very simple points. The first one is industry standard. When body cameras first came out, there were a lot of things to be vetted technology-wise. They're more tamper-proof right now. They offer more functions. The batteries last longer. But ultimately, it's become an industry standard. More and more, when we have a criminal case, we have defense attorneys asking for footage and members of the community asking for footage that simply doesn't exist. That's the first reason. But even more importantly, I think we all know that there's no better way for me to create an objective record of police and community contacts than body cameras. And for those 2 reasons, that's why I'm asking for it. There has been an influx in activity, particularly pursuit activity. I ordered 2 officers to begin saturation patrols on Route 153 and 25. One officer had 3 people run on them that week. Last week, we had a very serious pursuit that went across a number of towns. It took place during the time that the buses were being let out. The operator made the decision to drive right past the flashing signals. That was very scary for everybody involved. One of our officers eventually had to make the decision after the person ran over 3 sets of spike strips to stop the car and pin it down. I want their heroism and bravery as well as their mistakes accurately documented. And for those reasons, that's why I'm asking you to support this.
Is there any discussion or question that wants to be directed to Chief Mullen while he is at the podium? All right. Over here. Go ahead.
Brian Taylor, do the police vehicles have dash cams? If not, why not?
So the police cameras do not have dash cams. They hadn't had dash cams for a couple of rotations before I arrived. And when I did come here, I did look at replacing them. However, in my research experience, talking with all the officers, the body cameras offer a more modernized approach to that problem. And ultimately, this is what I'm asking for instead of body cameras. And we have plans to see if we can find somebody local to maybe help us mount them on the cruisers. But right now, to maintain both a cruiser camera and a body camera, most departments are switching to the body cameras. It's just turned out to be a more useful tool. And it follows us more than just the car stop. There are many times, like times where I've been called out because someone's been shot, someone's been stabbed, or we have a car into the side of the house, and I need to be able to provide an accurate representation. There's one other issue I'd like to bring up. I did get a good question during the first budget hearing about why we need 4. And the reason that we need 4 is because I'm the chief of police, and I feel that I need to be setting the example with this piece of gear that the Freedom Police Department's never had. We also split call times, which means we have a day car and a night car who share on-call periods. In addition to that, we have a few part-timers that work with us. The units themselves have a short battery life of about 4 hours. They record on a 30-second buffer, so when we hit the event button, it'll go back to 30 seconds before. That's the way that we maintain the battery. So I think if we had double the staff that we did, I'd probably be still asking for four. Four seems to be the number that I need to actually get the program up and running, no matter whether we have our current staff or future staff.
All right. Anything else for Chief Mullen while he's at the podium? Paul?
Yeah, quick one. Paul is there. Does it add a level of safety to our patrolmen as well? If you stop them in a car and see that there's a body cam on?
That's a great question. Everybody on the department wants them. We have younger officers now. They've started out their careers working with them. And yeah, it does. It does help that nothing's 100%, but you know, whether it's a local politician that lives in the next town or someone locally here that fancies themselves important, I believe that when they're on camera, it adjusts all of their behavior. And I'd really love to have that. That's the truth. So, but like I said, it's just the most objective record that I can think of to come. It takes a lot of questions out, and it can relieve a lot of questions on both sides of the matter.
Any other questions for Chief Mullen? All right, thank you, Jamie.
Thank you for considering this.
Is there any other discussion at all on Article 29? Okay, this is the way we're going to do it. We're going to vote by voter card when it comes to time to vote on this. And if it's obvious to me that there's a two-thirds majority, we're just going to say it carried. If it's not obvious, we'll have a division of the House. But that's how we're going to work this. To see if the town will vote to authorize the Freedom Board of Selectmen to enter into a five-year lease purchase agreement in the amount of $22,494 for the purpose of purchasing four body cameras for our town police offices and to raise and appropriate $4,500 for the first year's payment for that purpose. Price includes software and hardware, future payments to be in the town budget. All in favor, raise your voter card. All opposed, raise your voter card. There is indeed a two-thirds majority, and Article 29 carries. Did I say two-thirds? I meant three halves. And I meant 60%, you know? Three-fifths is what I meant. All right. And we're not even 75% way through this yet. All right, Article 30.